When we're caught up in the doom of gloom that sometimes envelops our lives, the last thing we expect of God is that he'd be gracious, full of grace, that he's ready to pour out onto us. Maybe you know the theory, my grace is sufficient for you, right? But knowing that in your heart, expecting that of God, experiencing that, that's a whole nother thing. But today, I believe with all my heart, in fact, I know with all my heart, that God wants you to become someone who experiences his grace every moment of every day for the rest of your life. Is that something that you'd like to receive? Well, I can't give it to you, but God can through his Spirit and his Word. Psalm 119, verses 55 to 58. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law. This blessing has fallen to me that I have kept your precepts. The Lord is my portion. I promise to keep your words. I entreat your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. You see, the question is, what is it that will give you confidence, complete and absolute confidence in the graciousness of God towards you? How can the light of his grace shine in your heart when there's darkness all around? And make no mistake about it, the psalmist is writing those words there, going through some terribly dark times. I remember your name in the night, O Lord. Isn't nighttime always the worst time? Things churn around in your mind, the fear sets in, the cold sweats. I've been there and I'm sure you have too. It's in those dark hours that we need to remember the name of the Lord to experience his blessing falling on us, to know that no matter what we may lose in this world, the Lord is our portion. From where does the psalmist draw his confidence? From knowing God's precepts and keeping them. You have to know God's word to live God's word. And you know what it's like. When you've been through a difficult situation, but you've handled it in a godly way, a loving way, a humble way, a way that honors God, it may have been hard. It may have hurt a lot. But doing good in the midst of bad puts a quiet confidence in your heart. Not an arrogant self-righteousness. That's not what the psalmist is talking about. This blessing has fallen to me that I have kept your precepts. In the darkness of the night, knowing that you've lived through those difficulties and challenges in a way that honors God, is a huge blessing. And that gives you the confidence to entreat God in those dark hours that he would be gracious to you according to his promises. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.